DW.
Functions of an internet. It eases communication within many aspects of life. It eases collection of data. It eases presentation of different informations. It eases findings of...
Rama Mashona is presenting a paper she has prepared for her computer class. Like the 16 other girls in her class, the 18-year-old is wearing a red skirt and tie, a white blouse and a blue jumper. The school uniform at Kondoa Girls High School. Her school is at the edge of a small town, about 2 hours' drive from Tanzania's capital, Dodoma.
At first, I didn't know how to use internet. I never knew how important it was. But after coming at school, I learned a lot from my teachers who teach IT, and learned that internet is very important because I cannot grasp everything from the teacher. So there are some things that I can get from the internet. I surf in and find a lot of things. Maybe even out of class, there are some things I can get. But also, I only knew that teachers have something in their heads. But from internet, I learned that even teachers learn from internet and get a lot of things from it.
Gertrude Gabriel is another student in the IT class. She shares the computer with her friend, Angelina George. There are only a dozen PCs in the school's computer lab that is serving 600 students. But they have access to the internet, thanks to a pilot project connecting several schools and other community centres in the Kondoa community. Angelina explains why that's crucial for her future.
It's not possible that you're going for a job and you cannot use these kind of things. We are in very developed science and technology and we really need this. So when we start learning it from now, then we become more competent when we have jobs.
To have a fast and reliable internet connection is not a given for the girls. Very few Tanzanians have Wi-Fi at home. Most people use smartphones to go online. However, the phones are expensive and coverage, especially in the countryside, is often patchy. According to a study, 86% of people in rural Tanzania don't have internet access, compared to some 45% in urban areas. Providing infrastructure to rural areas is costly, and since there are less people living there and their incomes are low, profit-driven telecommunications companies are not keen to invest. But the government is pushing for a digital Tanzania. This includes schools registering their pupils for exams online, e-services in the health sector, e-libraries and more, explains Anthony Dehemba. The man in an elegant blue suit teaches history and Kiswahili at the Kondoa School.
So having internet in the big institution like this, with more than 600 plus students from different places, it's mean a lot for us. We are happy because when we get support from other institutions, facilitate all these internet activities, it may help us to improve the performance of the student, because it's our aim to make sure that the generations transfer from local to modern one. And this is girls, so you just want, when you educate the girls, it means you educate the society.
Anthony's colleague, Alwyn Lamer, who has been teaching English and literature here at the school for 9 years, believes providing internet access can benefit the girls in many ways.
There are times, you know, these girls, there are times when they knew there are few things that they can do. They are even fed wrong information that, no, you are girls, you cannot do this and that. But now, through internet, they are able to see what other girls do out there. And therefore, by so doing, you know, they are also inspired to do other things that other girls are doing out there. But also, through internet, they are learning health issues. They are not knowing exactly what they should do that... and what they should not do to keep their health safe.
The driving force behind the Kondoa pilot project is Japhera Matagoro, an assistant lecturer at the College of Informatics and Virtual Education at the University of Dodoma.
Kondoa Internet Worker is an output of an academic work I was doing as my PhD part, but also people are looking for an alternative. So it's become as an accidental matching. Academic as well as the community need.
The project provides connectivity in an innovative way. It uses television wide space or unused television spectrum. Older analog TV signals required a greater breadth of frequencies or spectrum than modern digital TV signals. When the switch was made from analog to digital broadcasting, the spectrum that was previously required was freed. A potential use of this so-called digital dividend is internet connectivity. One of the advantages of TV white space over Wi-Fi, which is much more common, is that signals can travel longer distances and are less prone to signal loss from obstacles. When Japhera started the project 4 years ago, The infrastructure in the region was bad and the community was isolated. Roads were in disrepair. It took many hours to travel the 170 kilometres from Gondoa to the capital city of Dodoma. Mobile phones mostly ran on 2G. People were looking for ways to better connect with the rest of the country.
You can imagine if the community does not have access to internet, they are locked out. They cannot participate on the digital economy, which is critical. That means even they are not able to contribute on the national GDP.
One woman who has greatly benefited from the network is Sophia Mumba, an entrepreneur and mother of six. The 38-year-old has warm eyes and a confident smile.
Yani kuna umuhimu mkubwa sana, sana. Na mpaka sasa hivi,
it's vital for women to get connected. We've requested Matagoro to scale up the project and provide masts to other villages to get connected to more schools and ensure more women entrepreneurs are connected. This will help them to alleviate poverty. The women will be able to market their products, learn from other women across the world, and adopt some of the best practices.
Sophia is part of a women's group called Tumaini, which means hope in Swahili. The 150 or so women come from in and around Gondoa. The area is known for its honey and sunflower oil, and the women support each other in production and sales. Others have specialised in poultry, or they make pottery such as portable energy-efficient stoves for cooking. The group's office in Gondoa town is connected to the pilot network. This has enabled them to put out photos of their products on Facebook and market them via several WhatsApp groups. The women now plan to set up an online sales platform to reach more potential customers.
The internet is a saviour. It connects the unconnected to the world and can help us to rise up from the bottom of the pyramid as it helps to increase our incomes.
Sophia now sells her products as far as Arusha, 270 kilometres away from her hometown. Clients pay using mobile money transfers, and she either sends the products to their destination by bus, or she travels to faraway markets already knowing that she has customers lined up. Sophia also exhibits her pottery products at fairs around the country. Being online, she says, has improved her income. It's made it possible to send her children to school, to build a house, and to be less dependent on her husband's income. But the internet pilot project comes with challenges too, says network founder Japera Motogoro.
I have seen one is a lack of policies and regulations favoring community network as well as the television or expert technology. But the second is high cost associated with the broadband communication. For example, I can share experience in Gondoa. We are paying around 1,000 USD just per month, which is too high for 4 Mbps. You can imagine. And even if bandwidth is very expensive, then you find even sustainability become a challenge.
The use of TV white space for internet connectivity is still new to Tanzania. And like in other countries, the policy and regulations have not yet caught up with the new technology. For the past 2 years, the project operated on a research license that has now expired. Yet Japera is hopeful that the government will act quickly and put regulations in place that make it possible to scale up networks like the one in Gondoa to connect marginalised communities in Tanzania. And he's also convinced that using TV white space could provide huge opportunities in other parts of the world to close connectivity gaps. But whether governments will prioritise the needs of these communities or maximise revenues by licensing even more spectrum to commercial operators remains to be seen.
Using a computer, you can come up with something new. Mm-hmm. So you can create something new that has never happened before. So it's helped like that.
For Angelina George and her classmates at Gondoa High School, it's clear that computer literacy and a reliable web connection will be a key to their future.
DW.